God's life has been dispensed into mine. I am who he is. I am who he is. My spirit, created by God, and his life, his power, his nature, his attribute, his ability, his wisdom, his favor, his strength, who he is, has been dispensed into me. Are you listening? Now I have the ability, the wisdom, the word. What I have, the ability, the wisdom, the word. Watch it. Love is what makes it work. So the first thing he did is poured his love into me, into you. Say, he poured his love into me. And when he poured his love into me, that works everything in the kingdom. Faith work, grace work, love work, righteousness works, power works, strength. Hallelujah. The anointing, the gifts of the Spirit works. Hallelujah. What have he done? He have put me, poured into me, so I can, by divine ability of God Almighty, I can partake of who he is and develop myself to work with him. Are you hearing me tonight? We are workers together with him. And he didn't want you or me to operate as a robot, but he made you alive like himself. So you can respond to who he is and his grace, his mercy, his goodness, his kindness. Who he is, what he had given, you can respond intelligently. You know, the spirit of wisdom and knowledge, you know how to go into and feed yourself. As newborn babe, desire the sensitive milk of the word that you may grow thereby. You know how to go and partake of this life and develop yourself as you walk with him. He don't want to be carrying you around in his arm like you carry a little baby. He wants you to walk with him. And when he give command, do that, you do it. You say that, you say it. You bind that, you bind it. Hallelujah. How do you do that? Because you have developed yourself to be like, because he made you like him, now you develop, you can walk like him. You can do what he did. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing what he's saying here? What happened? We become a mighty moving force on this earth. The enemy can't handle. Can't stop. Oh, yes, he raised conflict. He raised opposition. He does all that stuff, but we are unstoppable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. So listen to this scripture. Listen to this scripture. 2 Corinthians 5:15. This is from the Passion. So they'll put it up. So that those who live should no longer live self-absorbed lives. See, he didn't want you to live your life. That's what got Satan in trouble. He decided to do something on his own. And he went against God. It was me. I. And show you how foolish he was. Why in the world would you do something like that? You had everything. There was nothing else to have. But he wanted to take over and get in God's place. Which that could not happen. Because God holds a position nobody can take place. If you give it to him, he couldn't run it. It'll be just like he did, messed up. Amen. So we do not live self-absorbed lives, but lives that are what? Poured out for him. That's why he created you. So everything he is about, why is this now? Y'all with me? Why is this? So I'm going to read again. We do not live self-absorbed lives, but lives that are what? Poured out for him. Why? Because he got everything. You cannot come up with something else good because he got it. He is. I'm going to get over here and say that thing. I'm going to say it over here. You cannot come up with something else good because everything good he is. And he got it. So that's why he wants you to live your life for him, because you'll be sharing and spreading and caring and doing what he is and who he is. And God is good. How often is God good? All the time. So he don't want you doing something. If you become selfish, what happened is it will be all about you and nobody else can get in on it. Me, 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 me. Me, 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 me. Me, 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 me. What I want to do, what I want to do. And others are left out, but God wants everybody involved, included. Isn't that awesome? So you'll no longer live self-absorbed lie, but lie that are poured out for him. The one who died for us and now live again. The one who died for us and now what? Live again. Who we used to be doesn't exist anymore. That's why Satan keep pouncing on your flesh, on your mind, because that old man was crucified. That's the only thing he have access to get control. If you would make a decision to yield to the crucified one, the one that you should crucify, and let him be in charge, he'll become like Satan, selfish. I don't care about you or nothing, selfish. So that's why he was put away. He couldn't function in this grace. He couldn't function in this love. He couldn't function in the goodness of God. So he had to be put away. Are you hearing me today? So who we used to be doesn't exist anymore, because we died with him and we are buried with him, and that man ceased to exist.